natives.com.
Moody Bon J. Atmosphere Nation. The opposite of right is left and wrong. Get in perspective. Two sides to things. Go and digest it. This goes beyond the cross on my necklace. Cause now Mission Impossible's on my checklist. Check this. Waging war on who? The predator. Seeking whom to devour. I don't wanna let him score. Big things at one. Slingshot kinda small. But the impact make a grim man hit the floor.
Bumpy Ukarimo, aye.
That's it. How can you ask the toolmaker if you're well equipped? It's like asking the outstanding to take a seat inside. Man, of course I can kill a beat. Ben fly. You're thinking cause I'm born again now, that the boy can't flow the same now. In sight like I'm seeing lights from a plane now. Clouds on my playground.
Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, thing to feel emonege fino no. Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, thing to feel emonege fino no.
Alo Mulibandi, today I got bars kwatikurimandi. To all those who were like Gawe, ine nenzo konda pompi mublaze. Waona anale konveka, game ukutembe nuka nonkala sega. In an Xbox generation aleka, kuimba vina ni gospel yeka yeka. Let me tell you this, I ain't apologetic. The Facebook revolution armchair critics. I wanna make swag family friendly, cause I know a young generation is listening. Mind growth is what I endorse. School cats call it a free course. Funny how I see better with my eyes closed. Down low, listen to my God and I take notes.
Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, thing to feel emonege fino no. Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, thing to feel emonege fino no. It's like I got new eyes, like I got new eyes. And to the sky say we are the cool guys, we are the cool guys. I gotta talk about me youth them, an agenda not only for the UN.
Good morning and welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. It's Saturday, August 11th, 2018. We do trust that you are having a wonderful weekend, afternoon, Europe and in Africa. Good evening, Western Australia and all the Pacific world. And like we say in this part of the world, good morning, America. I'm your host, Nathan Nkama, from the great state and city of Dallas in Texas. We have a great show for you today. Two organizations are having conferences in this month, so we'll be talking to their leaders to find out what they are up to and what they are doing and what the preparations are concerning that conference. So that's what we'll be doing today, and we're looking forward to those discussions as we get information and rally people to come and join those wonderful events organized by Zambian communities, groups, and all that goes with that. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Nathan.
How is Okotoks?
Okotoks is very hot. As you might know, here we don't have air conditions in the houses, so it is I don't know what to say.
Oh my goodness, welcome to Texas life.
Yeah, but I only give it 2 weeks, we'll be okay.
I know. Priscilla, are you enjoying the rain?
It's not raining in this part of town, no. We haven't seen a drop of rain at all.
I know, right? Isn't that the way these things appear, or the way they work out?
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they can say we live in DFW, but it doesn't rain and it doesn't shine on everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no rain, it's dry over here.
Yeah, okay. I know it happens, and we trust that everybody is enjoying wherever part of the world you are in, and all these different weather patterns and everything that is going on. Okay. Is this Kelvin? Good morning. Era 301-1647. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. And yourself?
I'm good. welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Is this Auntie Sylvia?
Yes, sir. One and only.
I was like, I know that voice and what is going on here. Welcome. She's a representative of African Global Super Center. They'll be having, is this a second or third conference, Miss Sylvia?
This is the third conference that we're going to.
This is the third conference. Yes.
Yes.
For somebody, I guess she's, since she's here, we might as well begin because we have very little time here. Elizabeth and Ramu are still going to call in. Somebody listening to this show for the first time is Sylvia. What is African Global Super Center in the most brief way you can explain it?
African Global Super Center is a member-owned organization. And the reason we put African Global Super Center together is because we want to start doing bilateral trade between Africa and the United States. And we will be moving goods from any African country that falls under the AGOA Act. So those countries that have the commodities or whatever it is that falls under AGOA, they're eligible to join our organization and to start moving products from Africa to the U.S. and only made in U.S. products back to Africa.
Okay. Now, when you say member-led, explain that what that means and how does one become a member?
As a member-owned organization, look at Costco. With Costco, you have to be a member to be part of their organization to go and shop from them, correct? So
that's right.
We are the same. You pay your membership fee. There are different levels of membership fees. There's the silver, the gold, and the platinum, depending on what membership package you want yourself or what you're looking for. What that means is you become part of the company. You become a company owner. Sooner than later, when we go on the stock market, if you are a member of AGST and we go on the stock market, then you know what that those ching, ching, chings, when the stock market rings, your bank account rings.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So now let's get into this third conference that you're having this year, Africa Trade Show. Give us the dates and where it's going to be held and what should somebody do if they want to attend this event and who can attend, if I may say so.
This conference is open to any and everybody that has an interest in learning or knowing or understanding about how the trade processes or processes are going between the Americas and the United States. We have experts that are coming in to teach, talk, and train us on how we get ourselves ready for this international market. And as well as also to talk to us, the main thing for this conference actually is the AGOA itself. We want our experts or our leaders to come in and explain to us exactly what kind of animal is AGOA. How does AGOA work for us? Why has it failed?
Yes.
And what do we need to do to make this AGOA work for us? So anybody that wants to come and learn can come. The dates are August 29th. We have some kings coming from Africa. We have a chief from Zambia. We have a king and the queen of Nigeria. We have a king, I believe, I'm not sure if the queen has acknowledged from Ghana. And we have another king from Ghana. That's for the 29th. We're calling it the Reconciliation Day. And then on the 30th is the actual conference, which is one day only. And then on the 31st, we have the actual trade show, or they call it trade fair, for those people who have brought their goods and whatever that they want to look at, so that if there are companies that are looking for matchmaking, because the main purpose is for us to hook some of these African businesses up with American businesses. I'm not sure if you people understand that, There are a lot of African-American businesses here that are also looking for partnerships, joint ventures, collaborations, and so forth with African businesses. So basically, AGSC is trying to foster this trade so that if we can have some MOU signed between these African and American companies, we'll have accomplished our goal. Then on the 31st December, the evening, the same night, the trade show is from 9 to 5. Then in the evening, we have the gala night. We have an awards gala night to award deserving citizens who have shown exemplary service, you know, to others or in excelling in whatever it is that they are doing, especially when it comes to do with the community or community service of accomplishments.
Sounds exciting, Ms. Sylvia. Give the listeners information like the website or phone numbers or who they can contact or how the registration process is going and how it's supposed to be done.
Yes. On registration, actually, we did start registration that was, I think, middle of June. And you can go on our website on www.myagsc.com, www.myagsc.com. And the phone numbers to call for Elizabeth Sichinga is 484-721-4137. For Elizabeth Sichinga, 484-721-4137. And for myself, Sylvia Robertson, it's 301-674-1647. Sylvia Robertson, 674-1647. By the way, Elizabeth Sichinga is the CEO and founder of AGSC. And I, Sylvia, am the Chief Operations Officer for AGSC.
Excellent. Maybe at this point we can say good morning to Ms. Elizabeth. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Good morning,
you are welcome.
Good morning.
You know your chief operating officer doesn't waste time. We are already rolling here.
I've seen.
Yeah, let's continue. We'll ask Ms. Elizabeth to come in at a certain point. Ms. Sylvia, this is very interesting, and I think everybody listening, that's the reason Zambia Block Talk Radio, AGSC, are partners, actually, and we always do this, and we want to push and encourage people to be part of this. Explain the significance of this event. You have mentioned kings coming from Africa. I mean, most of us here are Africans. I mean, whether Dr. Patrick likes it or not, he's also African anyway.
yes.
Whether he likes it or not, he does identify himself as a Zambian. What is the significance of this? I mean, Miss Elizabeth and Vasilva, it takes a lot to make a chief or a king, if you want, to get up and attend a function outside their kingdom. What is the significance of that?
Did you want me to come in, Sylvia? Then you can continue.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right. The significance and of this whole event is, I think we have been discussing for long, and everybody is actually busy discussing this. I'm sure Madam COO has also mentioned to you in the partners that we're working with, which is the Philadelphia, Greater Philadelphia African Caribbean Business Council. Interestingly, with what we are doing, they just sent us an email, just reading it yesterday, where they are looking at 400 years next year. There's a line of activities they've planned, which will be taking place in Philadelphia to celebrate the 400 years since, you know, the 400-year mark in the history of, if you go biblically, of slavery and what happened in Egypt and all that stuff. Now, when you look at when we were planning this, we thought we are talking trade. We cannot run away from slave trade and the impact it had on our communities, both in Africa and in the Americas where our people went. Like it or not, a very deep wound was and mark has been left and never healed. We've come to 400 years almost which is biblical, 399 years, and it's time for us to start healing. It's time for us to start holding hands and saying, look, let's rebuild together as one big family, one happy family. Let our sisters see us coming together. So when we were planning the 29th, we looked at it as, and it's going to be the African Business Diaspora Forum. The whole day 29th is devoted to her, that. So if you're African diaspora, whether you want to be in business or you're in business or you don't want to or you're just interested or you want to be a part of this piece of history, we're inviting you to come out. It will be a forum where we'll be seriously discussing our roadmap. Where are we coming from and where are we going? In fact, we are calling it Remembering Our Past and Rethinking Our Future. That's the theme on that day. We are all going to reflect on where we are coming from, what has been our history, what has happened along the way. We have wounds, and somehow we need to start healing and looking at how do we move on together as one happy family. Now, regardless of whichever part you are in the world, as long as you identify yourself or you carry the mark African or the name African, this is for you. So what is going to happen on that day is we have Honorable Stanley, who is the chairman of the African Caribbean Business Council in Philadelphia. He'll be leading that process, that session with Madam Sylvia Robert-Litana. The two of them will facilitate that session. And then we have Mark Peary, I think is based in New York. Because he's more traditional, he brings in the traditional aspect, he'll be the MC. And the two will be moderators. And what's going to happen on that day is the kings are going to be brought in the hall. And we've deliberately picked Abraham Lincoln. It used to be the Abraham Lincoln Historical Hotel, but just a year ago they sold it. It's now a tower. They rent out the hotel rooms, but the space for the conference, all those ballrooms are still there. So we decided to pick on that venue because of the significance of it, named after President Abraham Lincoln, who abolished slave trade. So that's the venue we are using in the presidential boardroom. And the kings are coming to Africa. In fact, we had one speech which was they sent us one speech from the king that will be made by the king in Nigeria just to look at it and just to have a say. When we read, Sylvia read it, I read the speech. I said, Sylvia, I need to read this. It would just group those people. The man looks back at slavery, about the ancestors, about the kings. He digs deep into even calling out Joseph and how he was sold by his own, children. And I don't want to say all that. Let me leave it there. That's for him to come. I'm not going to that. Let for me shut up right here. Whoever wants to listen to it are welcome to come out and be a part of this. But the kings are coming with a very strong message, and they are leaving their kingdoms to come here to their children to come and say, let's hold hands. We are still one big family. Mistakes were made, but we can still heal and move together. And the land is still there. We have everything for you. Come back and let's rebuild together. That's what's going to happen on that day. The 29th is very significant. The African Americans out here and just the Jamaicans, all the people we are telling here are just like thrilled. They are all taken and they are mobilizing. They want to be there. So, yeah, that's the significance of that day.
Excellent. Miss Sylvia, just give that registration information and conference details again for people listening here. Miss Elizabeth has given an elaborate picture of what will happen there. What is that? What is the registration fee, and what do people need to do to register?
All right. The same conference starting on the 29th of August through the 1st of September. We are on www.myagsc.com, www.myagsc.com. The registration fee for all 3 days is $199 for those in the United States, and for those outside of the United States, international delegates are $300 for the 3 days, marking 29th through the 30th from 9 to 5 on the 30th. The gala night is $70 a ticket for an individual.
But for those award recipients, if you are receiving an award, we are encouraging you to get a table of 10, which you get at a discounted rate of $600 for your table of 10. The reason we're encouraging that is because some of the recipients will come and they know nobody in that hall. When somebody gets an award, we want people to adulate, we want people to applaud, we want people to be happy for their person, even though we'll still support everybody, but it's not the same when you have your own. Those of you who are coming for the 29th, we have Matebeto for these kings. Matebeto, in other words, is a feast. It's called, if you all remember, even in the Bible, every time something big happened, there was a feast thrown out. The king is coming, there's a feast thrown out. The child has come back, there's a feast thrown out. So we have Matebeto on that day for the kings and the queens at the place. For the phone numbers for Elizabeth Sichinga, it's 484-721-4137. Elizabeth Sichinga's phone number, 484-721-4137. Sylvia Robertson's phone number, 301-674-1647. Sylvia Robertson's phone number, 674-1647. So we hope to see everybody come there, come and support this. This is for you. And we hope that we get a big turnout from the diaspora.
Excellent.
I know Madam Sylvia has talked about she's talked about the other two dates. Just to add on to what she said, the 30th is more it's more a conference. It's a full conference with the international trade experts presenting. Well, PA, Community Development and International Business, will officiate. We have senators also who are coming into this event. So we have quite an elaborate and very interesting speakers who are all have all confirmed and they will be there. Please don't miss out. On the 31st, the trade show, the Africa Union ambassador to the USA based in Washington, D.C. has confirmed she'll be there to officiate on the 31st. And we have a Senator Stills who will be also with her on that day. And a lot of other experts also speaking. Commercial Services will be there. We'll have Export Bank of America will be there. We'll have a Small Business Administration there. They'll all be speaking about business opportunities and also what packages they have for people that are into international business and want to do business with Africa. If you're a diaspora, if you're a U.S. citizen, or you know you are a business in the U.S. and you want to do business in Africa and you need maybe loans or grants or benefits, what is out there? So they'll be talking about all that. Don't miss this opportunity. I mean, it's not easy to bring these people together and so many of them at one place to talk to you. So it's worth the package, it's worth the money. The $1.99 includes your meals. We're not sending you out to eat because we want you to be there. On the 30th also, we're having at lunchtime, Heshi has agreed to come and talk about their global vision and package. We invited them because of they import all their cocoa and beans and everything from Ghana and Ivory Coast and Cameroon, which is Africa. But they don't even have an office in Africa, believe you me, but they have offices all over the world. Why don't you, as diaspora, come and help these our fellow countries, Ghanaians and them that are fighting to say, have a presence in our localities, in our countries. Let's come and ask intelligent questions. Let's come and challenge the status quo. We want America to be part. It won't happen if we don't call them and say, look, we want you, the way China has done, the way other regions have done.
That's true. Excellent. Does you've mentioned that the registration fee includes the meals. Does this include the $70 for the gala night, or somebody you have to pay? You have to purchase the gala night ticket separately from the registration fee.
If you've registered as a resident, go ahead, Madam.
If you register, the $199, I'm calling it a threefer. It's for 3 days. That is 29, 30, and 31st up to 5 p.m. That's a three-day package.
Yes.
If you look at it, technically, it's supposed to be $100 a day. But we gave it at a discount to enable people to come. So, in other words, it's like you're getting 1 day free per se. So, on the 31st, after the trade show or the trade fair, which ends around 5. In the evening, around 6, 7 o'clock, we start now the gala night, which is $70. It's a totally different event altogether, but it is being paid for separately.
Okay, so people, whether they've registered or not, they're still expected to pay the $70 for the gala
yes,
night. That's right?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Somebody listening to this, Miss Sylvia, is saying to themselves, why are you combining cultural issues, historical, opening up old wounds with business? Why don't you just do business and move on? These things happened, like you are saying, 400 or 500 years ago. Why are you bringing this into a business conference? What's your response to that?
My response to this is that, you see, Elizabeth and I have been attending quite a few of these meetings and conferences and seminars that involve our African-American brothers and sisters, of course, the Caucasians, mm-hmm. and many other different nationalities. But it has been very touching that Elizabeth is on the phone. She can contradict me if I'm not speaking the truth. It has been so almost predictable that every time they find out that we are African and some of us are from the royal clan or from the royal family, they ask these questions. You people have left us here. You never came back for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it becomes bone-chilling every time they say that to you. You understand? And this
yes.
is a pain that, like Elizabeth said, her right words was a wound has been created and it has never healed. Those of us who have not been a part of this, who have become predominantly from Africa straight without being slaves, it's a different feeling altogether. The brothers and sisters that were brought here, even though it's their ancestors, they're part of that lineage. They need closure. It's like some kind of closure, some kind of apology, some kind of we embrace you, come home, you're part of us. Home is still open for you. Yes, it's business. How are you going to do business with somebody that is wounded? You are probably part of the wounding, because some of us, chiefs, kings, queens in Africa, we sold the slaves, or we sold some people into slavery. Not sure who sold who to the Arabs, who sold who to the Americans, but it was done in the kingdoms in Africa. So when our brothers and sisters cry out and they say, listen, we are still hurting, we need to be sensitive. We need to close this thing, heal that wound. And what's the best way to heal the wound? Madam CEO has said, let's come together. Let's work together as one. So long as you are black, you are an African. And Africa is your continent. Africa is your home. So once the healing process is done, we believe that even our business trends, our business relationships will change to a different level. We amalgamate and come together. And let's do this as one people, not as African-Americans and Africans, but as Africans. So long as there's African before or after, whatever nationality you are African. Home is Africa for you. Let's come together and become one.
Exactly. Can I also add one thing, madam? Just a last, I know the time is out, but just the last point. May I mention that we have one of our team that is working on the gala night on the entertainment will be MC with Madam Sylvia. He is Jamaican originally. And he is just amazing. He just comes back and says, listen to what I found. He says, we are going to have in the house, doing the fashion show, the lady that made the outfits for the Black Panthers, Wakanda. So if you are missing the gala night, that is how we are summing up this gala night. We start with a slavery on the first day, end it up with Wakanda. This is the way we are heading to.
That's excellent. Miss Sylvia, give us that registration information again for those that are listening. What is the registration and what do people need to do to register?
Yes, if you cannot access our site, because I know all of you, some of you like me, are old people and you don't like all these gadgets, you can call Miss Elizabeth at 484-721-4137. Call Elizabeth 484-721-4137. Or you call me, Sylvia Robertson, at 301-674-1647, 301-674-1647. Those of you who are technical savvy, go onto our website, www.myagsc.com, www.MSNMary.YZNYankee.ASNApple.GSNGirl.SSNSamC.SNCharlie.com. We're expecting to see all of you. Someone, come on. God bless you.
That's excellent. We're looking forward to this event. Everybody, There you go. That was Miss Elizabeth Chinga, the CEO and founder of African Global Supercenter, and Miss Sylvia Litana Robinson, also the Chief Operating Officer. This event is important, and we encourage everybody to attend. We do encourage you to do the registration. myagsc.com is the website. You can go there and get your registration. Exciting week, exciting month, exciting things coming up. Thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. We shall take a short break here, and we'll be joined by the Zambian Clergy Network International. They're also having a conference next weekend. So let's hear what that is about as we are joined by the clergy officials.
Nimupasani mendo, munione se moendela. Nimupasani manda, munione se moguilila. Wamelele zoendela, kwenze kwa masobela. Nitsukile ni musima, ni pempela. Why am I here? It was not clear. Concentrate at the crowd chair. Couldn't even notice my mama's dead. You be thinking everything's so good right now. Let me tell you about the perfect show I found. Let me introduce him to you, my child. When the fame and the glory fade, he will remain. Nimupasani mendo, munione se moendela. Nimupasani manda, munione se moguilila. Wamelele zoendela, kwenze kwa masobela. Nitsukile ni mutima, nipempela. Nimupasani mendo, munione se moendela.
Welcome back. We are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. It's Saturday, August 11th, and it's a packed day. And we have a lot of information to share with you today. We were just talking to the ladies, Miss Elizabeth and Sylvia from African Global Supercenter. They're having their business conference starting on August 29th, I believe, to the 1st of September. Okay, it's a busy month, Roger. Busy, busy month. And beginning next weekend, Zambian Clergy Network International will also be having their first ever conference beginning on Friday. I'll let them explain that. Joining us is Reverend Cornelius Masua from Boston. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you, Reverend Nathan. How are you today?
Welcome. I'm good. Being awake, rainy Dallas here. And one of the officials also here, Apostle Victoria Mwango Chapoloko Scott. I like those names. I have to say that. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Good morning, Reverend Cornelius.
Good morning,
Roger.
Thank
I had
you.
To do that because she's my niece. I can harass her. Asamasua. Somebody listening to this for the first time, tell us about Zambian Clergy Network International.
Thank you very much for inviting us to this very special program, Reverend Nathan. And good morning, good afternoon. Let me just say hello to everyone that is listening. The Zambian Clergy Network is an organization that has been put together by Zambians coming from, by the Zambian pastors living in the United States. I should also include Canada, basically North America and Canada. And the reason why we've come together is to try and network, to try and bring ideas together, to try and advise people that are just coming to the United States of America, that are coming to Canada, about the pitfalls that they are likely to encounter when they leave in these countries. Beyond, we are trying to live as a united front, as a united body, and speak the same language. So what the clergymen of Zambia in America are trying to do is to bring unity amongst ourselves, to come together so that we can work for a common cause. And this is the first of its kind event that we are having. And after having this, we'll also be having elections. We'll talk about this during the course of the during the course of this discussion. And this will be a psychomotor to even a bigger event, which will be all inclusive, which we are going to discuss, and we are targeting next year to have it. There, moving forward, it's going to be an annual event. So basically, that is what Zambian Clergy Network is all about.
Excellent. Masua, you know, growing up, or when we are growing up, or when we are teaching people or orienting people to something, there's this phrase or this cliche, we've all heard this. They say it matters from whom you get your education or your information from. Why do you think it's important that the clergy get involved in helping people coming in or whatever they are going through in life to be helped, walked through, counseled by clergy?
Thank you very much for that question, Pastor Nathan. I think it's about time that people came to a realization that the old special book that we use called the Bible has solutions to everything. It has solutions to marriage. It has solutions to immigration issues. It has solutions to sickness. It has solutions to spiritual matters. So when we say the clergy should render a leading role, apparently it is all-encompassing. It is the clergymen that are even supposed to be advising people in government and not the other way around. It is the clergymen that are supposed to be giving advice, direction to the politicians, and not the politicians advising the church concerning what has to be done. And Pastor Nathan, I think the best way for somebody to learn is to hear from those who have gone that route.
That's true.
It is better that is to say, for you to walk in the wilderness, you've got to listen or you've got to learn to those that have walked in the wilderness.
Yeah.
There's a saying that you cannot take people to a wilderness you've never been to. For Moses to guide the Israelites, he had an experience, even when there was his calling. When he went before the burning bush, the fire was there, but the bush was not getting consumed. And he got so inquisitive that he said, let me go there and see why there's a fire, but the bush is not burning. And when he went there, the Lord spoke. And he gave him an assignment to go and deliver the Israelites from the shackles of slavery to Canaan land, the promised land. But Moses, who was for 40 years in the palace, enjoying himself, being served, now was a shepherd for 40 years. And so he knew how to shepherd people. He knew how to walk in the desert. Ukwenda mwilungu, kwenda nowa endamo. That is to say, to walk in the wilderness, you've got to walk with he who has walked that route. So if we say we want to advise, we want to talk to people who are just coming in the United States of America, it's because we've experienced these things, we've seen these things. And the best way you can learn it is by going to people that have walked that route.
Excellent. Victoria, the conference is coming up next weekend. Could you please give us the actual days and dates, the venue, registration, and what should people expect?
Okay, so the conference is August 17th and the 18th. We'll be starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 17th. And it's going to be at the Atrium Hotel and Suites located on 4600 West Airport Freeway in Irving, Texas, Dallas, Texas. And if you go on our website, which is zamclergy.org, you get all of your hotel information that will lead you right to the site. Please mention Zambian Clergy whenever you call in for your room. Actually, the room rate that we've been given is only going to be available until this coming Monday. So please call in and reserve your room. If you're doing this for the first time, you know, all you have to do is just reserve your room. You pay later. So please go ahead and do that today so that your room can be blocked. I think they only have about 10 rooms for us. If you know anybody else that's going, you can share with them to cut on cost. But we're very excited about this. Concerning registration, just to make the process smoother for you, please, if you can call our office on 470-219-4439. We'll be happy to get you registered, 470-219-4439. That number is also on our website, samclergy.org, where you'll be able to register. And we have some speakers lined up for you who are going to just be sharing with you on ministry in the U.S., and in Canada, on several topics like life insurance and being an entrepreneur here in the United States, and all of those kind of, you know, just good information that will be available for you. So please come. Right now, there's some excellent deals. If you haven't booked your flights yet and you're coming from out of town, check out southwest.com. I love flying with Southwest. You get 2 bags free to check in. For those of you that are coming with a lot of luggage, or, for example, if you're a vendor and you're bringing your materials with you, you get your luggage free with Southwest. They've got some great deals going on. Also, check out the website, justfly.com, to get you some good airline tickets, because we want to make sure that you get this. So we're giving you all of that information. But, yes, it's this Friday, 17th and 18th, and on Saturday morning we'll have our business meeting. I believe we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. So you definitely don't want to miss out. Again, it's located at the Atrium Hotel and Suites right there in Dallas, Texas, 3 minutes away from the airport. They have 24-hour shuttle to the airport, DFW, for your convenience. So get on our website, check us out. Again, call that number so we can get you registered today.
Excellent. I'm looking at the flyer here, Victoria, and one of the things that I see is some topics, ministry and entrepreneurship, and you're also talking about doing missions. One of the things I noticed that a lot of people, is it all right to do ministry and entrepreneurship? Why have you included this on the program?
Absolutely, yes, because, you know, I think a lot of times what has happened to us, whether it's in ministry or whatever field the Lord or vocation that the Lord has called you to, we tend to incarcerate ourselves to our titles, and yet we are so multi-gifted. God has given us so much on the inside. We are a treasure in earthen vessels. And sometimes what we do is we think, oh, I'm just in ministry, or I'm just in business, and I'm just in this, and yet there is so much that's inside of us. And so what we're doing is also encouraging people to flow in their many gifts, and then showing how, you know, like Reverend Cornelius said, bringing on people who are successfully doing this, where they're in ministry and they're also entrepreneurs. I believe that's what you're asking me. You know, so that you can flow in all the places that you're called to flow in. We want to see people being the very best that God has called them to be. We want to see them using their giftings. We want to see them excelling. And what an excellent time for this, because even prophetically, what the Lord is saying about Africa as a whole, that this is a time that Africa is really shining and is
displaying what God has placed inside of her people. There are people here who are gifted. They are excellent entrepreneurs or have entrepreneurial gifts. They have ministry gifts. They have business gifts. They're skilled in government and education. And we're saying, here's a platform that we have created for you to come and be the very best that God has called you to be. And we're bringing people who are successful who will help you navigate the waters for you and show you how to be what God has called you to be. So when we're calling ministry leaders to come and say, come and be the very best that God has called you to be.
Excellent. So the Zambian Clergy Network International Conference coming up this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, 17th and 18th. I'm sure somebody's listening to this and they say, what really is the significance of me attending this? What am I going to benefit out of this?
Thank you very much, Pastor Nathan, for that. I think the significance of this, like our name is Zambian Clergy Network. Firstly, it is to network. We want to network and break the barriers which have been there. And our coming together, Pastor Nathan, that is the only time we can share our needs. That is the only time we can share information that other people may not know. There's a young man that called me many years ago and asked me to render a helping hand in the Zambian community in the New England states. And Pastor Nathan, this young man, when he called me, he came with a very sad story that he had just met a young lady, a Zambian, who was living here in the U.S. all by herself. And things were not very good for that person because she lost her job, and the story goes that she got sick and her sickness turned out for the worse and she died. So when she died, the young man didn't have any contact of this person. The young man didn't have any person he could share this information with but his sister. So they managed to contact a relative back home who also could not necessarily help. They just said there's nothing they could do. To cut the long story short, it was a sad situation that this young lady ended up being cremated. And the ashes were given to this young lady ended up being cremated and the ashes were given to them guys. They went and they threw them in the they went and disposed them. So if we are networking, Pastor Nathan, I don't think that situation could have happened. Today we have issues like GoFundMe, where somebody dies and they didn't have life insurance. We start asking for money to ferry the body back home. But if there is a strong network, we cannot have such problems. So what we're saying is that let us network, let us come together. There is power in unity. If we get united, we can achieve a lot. So the people that are out there need to know that we are networking to try and make use of information. Guess what, Pastor Nathan? I was talking to a Tanzanian pastor. And he told me to say, you know, Reverend Masua, if there is a village in Zambia and you want to put up a clinic, just come to me. There is an organization which will help me with every equipment that you need for a clinic for only $3,000. A clinic can be built. People can be assisted. Medical attention can be given to the vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And the underprivileged back home in Zambia. And we are talking about a fully equipped clinic for only $3,000. And so if we network, we can share this kind of information. There are things that are out there that you can access easily, but it's because you do not have information. When we have information, we will be a united, we'll be a powerful force, and we can achieve a lot. So this is why we are asking people to come. There will be a gentleman by the name of Joshua Mwanza. Joshua Mwanza was talking about a family that lost their parents, and they missed a couple of mortgage payments, and the bank said they were going to repossess the house. But already there was so much equity. We are talking of a lot of money. We're talking of a lot of years that the parents were paying the mortgage. But the bank is getting that home away from them simply because they did not have mortgage protection. And it's talking about the insurance that you can put premiums into in order to protect your property. So when you come there, you will get information that nobody will give you out there. But the Zambians have it. We have professionals that are coming. That is why we are having this, sir.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. I can assure you here, Pastor Masua, that our senior advisor here, Dr. Patrick, when you are saying information, he was tapping his feet. He keeps telling us about that. Information. And those are some of the things that we talk about here. Patient information again. And as we wind up our discussion here, give us the dates, registration information, and what the registration fee is, and the hotel information. Is Victoria here?
Did we lose her?
Okay.
I apologize. Here I am. Sorry about that. Registration is $50. And again, the dates are August 17th and 18th, 2018. And we start at 3 o'clock that afternoon with our first session at the Atrium Hotel and Suites located at 4600 West Airport Freeway, Irving, Texas. And it's 3 minutes from the airport. Again, please call us on 470-219-4439 to register today. Again, 470-219-4439 to register. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Excellent. We're looking forward to seeing everybody, those that are in the Metroplex area of Dallas-Fort Worth. This will be an exciting time. And major evening on Friday, we're going to have a celebration, and all of us know Surge Ministries or Gladson and Pauline, they'll be leading that session as they do the ministry on worship and all those things. And what an exciting moment, Pastor Masua, Victoria. Any last words? What when we come out of this, what will be the expectation?
Apostle Victoria.
Yes, I am. I'm so expectant. I'm so excited. You know, even just in the title, you know, igniting the fire. You know, we are not. You know, this wasn't something where we just said, oh, let's just throw a conference together. You know. I believe that's really wasting people's time. No, we're flowing in the vein of the Spirit. Everything that we do must be done in the Spirit of the Lord. What is the Spirit of God doing right now? And there's such revival in the land. He's igniting his fire. He is pouring out his glory. And so even with this, as we are coming together, we have sought the face of the Lord, and we're saying, Lord, how do we want to move? And God is talking about moving as a united front, the blessing that he commands when there is unity. There's so much that we can accomplish when we have interdependent relationships, not just being independent, but interdependent. There's so much that we can learn from each other, glean from one another. The Jews rely, you know, they really support one another. And I really believe that this is something that we need to see more of in our Zambian community. So we're coming out of this thing with great information for everyday life, but also on a spiritual level, you're going to be charged, you're going to be challenged and stretched, you're going to be empowered. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm excited myself, even though I'm on the team. I'm really going expectant, knowing that I'm going to glean and come back with so much. So God bless
Excellent.
You, and thank you for having me this morning.
That's really a catchy theme, Pastor Masua, igniting the fire. You know, for those of us that process things, you say, what are we igniting here?
Thank Pastor Nathan, you're getting me started. I remember in those old days, you know, when we had a one-party state in Zambia, there was a slogan that you nipi mulilo uwa ikata ko abia. But they made a mistake when they said lesa kumulu kaunda panshi, and that brought the downfall of the man. Moving away from the political slogans, when we say ignite the fire, what we are saying is that, yes, we are on fire, but we are not yet at the level that we are supposed to be. But if we
That's
ignite
good.
This fire, we'll be moving from one level to the other, getting better in networking, getting better in our ministries, getting better in saving our communities. And Pastor Nathan, this is just the beginning of greater things. Like I said, we'll also be having office bearers being elected. It's better when you are there and you contest for a position than contesting for a position in absentia. People see you and they say, okay, this is Pastor Nathan and is contesting for such and such a position. People of God, what we are doing here is actually the beginning of greater things. Like I have said, we will have a committee put together. We are having people from Canada being part of this. We are having pastors in North America. And when we get well established, we can continue now rebranding our organization. So we need to ignite the fire, Pastor Nathan, and move on fiery.
Excellent. That sounds good. Yeah. Everybody listening, the website is www.zamclergy.com. You can go to that website and get your information there and register. It's not too late. And if you're having issues with the website or you just can't navigate around things like Miss Sylvia Litana said earlier that some of us were born in an era when these things were not there, you can go to, you can call 470-219-4439, 470-219-4439, and you are going to be helped with information of how to navigate around your registration. And Victoria has already told you, Southwest has got some good deals, or whichever airline that you fly. The hotel will be providing free shuttle. They have 24 hours free shuttle from the place to DFW International Airport. So we're looking forward to having you. And Victoria Ramasua, thank you for coming by.
Thank you very much,
you,
sir. And just in case some people are still having problems to register, Pastor Nathan, we can say if you are unable to register, call the number. If you cannot call, just come and pay at the door.
Excellent. Yeah. That sounds good. Excellent. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. AGSC, African Global Supercenter Conference, is coming up, and the Zambian Clergy Network. This was our show today. Everybody call back in for open forum. And I know all of you have been nicely listening. Now let's get into talking as Roger leads us in that direction. Thank you.
Imwa mutrausas, buche inkala muntu. Olo wali estari na nzeru, akakamba chizungu. Ukapaka sauti pamanyua, buche inkala ndiyo. Gati uli na dredi nishi ube machamba, judge when they see you. Ukankala na ringi na line up, buche nishi kwati. Yene